Good evening, welcome to the Planning and Development Department. This is our February 12th, 2014 meeting. We have a few items on the agenda tonight. First off, I will introduce our staff here. We have April Webb and Andy Bueller from our staff. Chris Mason is our new Facilities Director. He just joined our department not too long ago. Welcome, Chris. Then we have our supervisors, except for Supervisor Skalitsky is not here this evening. And we do have our two youth and governance here. We will go ahead and start with, if anyone is here for item number 8, which is the rezoning for Michael L. and Susan M. Sorensen from Summers. This one will be tabled this evening.
I make a motion to table number 8.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Number 8 will be tabled, and number 13 will remain tabled for this evening. We will go ahead and start with number 7, which is the Comprehensive Plan Amendment, R&R Voss Properties, LLP in Wheatland. This is a public hearing on proposed Comprehensive Plan Amendment, R&R Voss Properties, LLP. 28426 Karcher Road, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Owner, Ronald B. Voss, 28426 Karcher Road, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Agent, requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan from farmland protection to general agricultural and open land on tax parcel number 95-4-219-251-0101, located in the northeast quarter of section 25 in the town of Wheatland. Andy?
You can see on the screen that we have a map up there showing the area for this request, and for the record of this item and other others, the items on the agenda was posted as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha News on January 30th and February 4th.
Thank you, Andy. Is there anyone to speak in favor of this? Anyone in favor of the petition? Please come forward. You'll have to turn on one of the microphones. Just push the button in the front. State your name and address for the record, please, and tell us why you're here.
My name is Ray Voss. And my partner and brother, Ron Voss. We're here in behalf of this. The reason we want this and the reason that it's necessary is we currently own 360 acres together. Our two families are getting older, and Ron is reaching retirement age. And with estate planning, the fact that we own all the acreage together is an issue, so we would like to separate it. And there's 360 acres, and a clean half and half would be 180. My brother Ron lives in Racine County. We live on the Kenosha County border to Racine County. It's County Line Road. Ron has 160 acres on his side of the road with his residence, and that's in Burlington Township. And I currently live in the Kenosha side of the road, which has 200 acres. And in order for us to make this even, he would have to have 20 acres on the Kenosha County side in Wheatland. So that is the reason that we want to do that. Their partnership would remain the same. There's no other plans other than to separate the land, so we would both have 180 acres separately.
Thank you. Anyone else in favor? Anyone against the petition? Anyone against? Committee, have any questions? No? This will be a roll call vote. Do I have a motion?
I need from the town.
Oh, I thought you did that. Oh, I'm sorry. From the town, Andy.
The Town of Wheatland Town Board met on this item on February 10th, 2014 and approved the matter.
Thank you.
I make a motion to approve the Comprehensive Plan Amendment.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance, Ashley?
Aye.
Emily?
Aye.
Supervisor Underhill?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Supervisor Dodge?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Comprehensive plan amendment has been approved. Number nine is our rezoning for David R. Baker and Elizabeth A. Peterson in Brighton. They are at 1413 240th Avenue, Kansasville, Wisconsin, 53139. Owner requesting a rezoning from A2 General Agricultural District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to A2 General Agricultural District, R2 Suburban Residential District, and C1 Lowland Conservancy District on tax parcel number 30-4-220-141-0500, located in the northeast one quarter of Section 14 in the town of Brighton. Andy?
Again, on the screen, you can see the area for this rezoning request. This is the second part of the process that was needed to accomplish this, which we'll follow up with this certified survey map later in the meeting. And previously, this committee had heard a comprehensive plan change that would set the stage for this rezoning request.
Thank you. Anyone in favor of this petition? Please come forward and state your name and address for the record and tell us why you're here.
Elizabeth Peterson Baker. I'm one of the owners of the property. I'm here for, we want to split off the land, the 4.5 acres, in order to build a single family residence on there.
Okay.
And then, yeah, piece off the remaining and sell that, the house with the 10 acres.
Okay. Committee, do you have any questions? Andy from the town?
The town of Brighton Town Board met on this item January 13th, 2014 and approved it 3-0.
I thought I did. Oh, I did for 4. Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your rezoning is approved. Number 10 is a conditional use permit renewal from Meyer Material Company in Wheatland. This is 1819 North Dot Street, McHenry, Illinois, 60050, lessee. Herbert J. and Lillian A. Robers Revocable Trust, 233 Oregon Street, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, lesser. Roland and Bonnie Lou Denko, 3710 392nd Avenue in Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, lesser. And Raymond J. and Gloria M. Tenhagen, 3910 376th Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, lesser, requesting a 2-year renewal of a conditional use permit originally approved on March 13th of 1996 for a gravel pit in the M3 Mineral Extraction and Landfill District on the following tax parcels, number 95-4-219-291-0100 for Robers, number 95-4-219-291-0300 Robers, number 95-4-219-291-0400 Robers, number 95-4-219-292-0300 Robers, number 95-4-219-292-0200 Danko, number 95-4-219-293-0100 Danko, number 95-4-219-293-0200 Danko, number 95-4-219-293-0300 Danko, number 95-4-219-293-0400 Danko, number 95-4-219-294-0100 Tenhagen, Said parcels are located in the northeast, northwest, southeast, and southwest quarters of Section 29 in the town of Wheatland. Andy?
On the screen, you can show the area of this non-metallic mine is shown in the highlighted area. It consists of the 10 parcels that were just previously read, and I'll let the petitioners explain where things are at with this two-year renewal.
Are the petitioners here? Please come forward and state your name and address for the record.
Good evening. My name is Randy Willey. I'm the manager of Environmental and Land Services for Meyer Material Company in McHenry, Illinois. Do you need my home address?
Yes, please.
It is 411 Mason Lane in Lake in the Hills, Illinois. I'm here along with Alan Miller and Paul Ketterhagen from our company. They operate the production. Just to reiterate, it's a two-year conditional use renewal, which is now our seventh renewal, to operate a sand and gravel mine and a ready-mix concrete plant operation on 392nd. We've been in this project for over 13 years already, and we're looking forward to watching the construction season hopefully blossom again so we can mine more materials. We're still currently operating on the eastern portion of the parcel. At some point in the next couple of years, we'll probably switch and go to the north end of the parcel, which would conclude the mining on it, but it's probably 5 to 6 years away. If there's questions, my technical people are behind me on this. I don't know if there's any other exhibits that you have up there that are worth sharing. I have paper exhibits in front of me. There you go.
Maybe you can just explain a little bit where you've been, where you are, and where you're going with this map.
The exhibit you're looking at north is at the top of the page. So the processing area is all at the west end of the property off of 392nd Avenue, and all the material is processed, stockpiled, and scaled at that end along with the concrete batch plant. That east-west horizontal line through the middle of the property is the belt conveyor system, which conveys property, which we started way at the east end of the parcel, and you can see where we've mined and reclaimed the cells that show all the light-colored spots on it. That material has been mined over the last 15 years and has been conveyed back to the plant. We are working from the easternmost properties back to the west, so we are currently in the areas that you see cross-hatched and crossed. Some of it is still in farmland, some is being actively mined, and some of it is in the process of being restored. So we take the topsoil off in order to extract the material and then put the topsoil and overburden back, and then it is farmed. So there's a lot of property at the east end of the parcels which has already been restored for farming. Ultimately, we will cross over. There's a pipeline up at the northwest corner of the property, and the last cell would be up there, and that would be concluding several years from now yet. We've obviously seen a downturn in the economy for the last 4 or 5 years, and production's been slow, but we're hoping to pick up again. So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions from the committee? Andy from the town?
From the town of Wheatland, the town board met on this item on January 27, 2014, and the matter passed.
Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against?
I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit renewal with conditions.
And signing them.
And what?
And signing them.
Oh, and signing the conditions.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your CPU is, but
thank you.
Ashley has some paperwork for you to sign. Number 12 is a rezoning for Douglas J. and Brenda Kimball in Randall. This is Douglas J. and Brenda Kimball, 9820 388th Avenue, Genoa City, Wisconsin, 53128, owner. Requesting a rezoning from A1 Agriculture Preservation District to A2 General Agricultural District. on tax parcel number 60-4-119-203-0409, located in the southwest quarter of Section 20 in the town of Randall. Andy?
This is the first of two items for this petitioner. This is the comprehensive plan request, and then following up will be the rezone request. This here, again shown on the screen, is a portion of a larger parcel that was divided and is 18.7 acres, and they're looking to make a change, and I'll let the petitioner explain.
Good evening, sir. Could you state your name and address for the record and tell us why you're here?
Douglas Kimball, 9820 388th Avenue, Genoa City, Wisconsin, zip code 53128.
And what are you looking to do tonight?
I sold some property to the north of there, and what's left does not conform to A1, and I'm meeting the requirements of the county to get it rezoned to A2.
Okay. Thank you. Andy? You want us to do that now? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Andy from the town?
The town of Randall met on this item January 23rd, 2014, and the motion carried.
Committee, do you have any questions?
I make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment.
Oh, this is the rezoning.
I thought we were in the comp. No, we're on 11, aren't we? We're on 11, aren't we?
Oh, I read number 12.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, we can just read it 11. Just do that.
Read it now.
The rezoning?
Okay.
Because we can't do the rezoning to the comp.
I know. You want me to read it into the record now?
Yeah, I think that'd be good, and then we'll act on the rezone.
Okay. We're going to do the comprehensive plan amendment at the same time. This is a for the public hearing on the proposed comprehensive plan amendment for Douglas J. and Brenda Kimball, 9820 388th Avenue, Genoa City, Wisconsin, 53128. Owner requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035. Map 65 of the comprehensive plan from suburban density residential to general agriculture and open land on part of tax parcel number 60-4-119-203-0409, located in the southwest quarter of section 20 in the town of Randall. Anyone to speak in favor of this comprehensive plan amendment change? Anyone in favor? Anyone against the plan change? Anyone against?
Okay. Let's just vote on that roll call.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and do the comprehensive plan amendment.
I make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance, Ashley?
Aye.
Emily?
Aye.
Supervisor Underhill?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Supervisor Dodge?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The comprehensive plan amendment has been approved.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
Andy from the town?
On the rezone, the town of Randall met on this item on January 23rd, 2014, and the matter passed.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Dodge. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye for the rezoning. Thank you. Number 13 has been tabled still. Number 14 is the certified surveys.
In regards to the certified surveys, we do have conditions for before you for the Peterson and for the Sorensen, although we will only be acting on the conditions for the Peterson, as the Sorensen we cannot act on until the rezone goes through, and everything is in order except for the items that are listed, which are just details of the certified survey map, so we'd request that the certified survey map be approved subject to the conditions.
I make a motion to approve this certified survey map subject to the conditions.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Dodge, Youth and Governance.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye, the certified survey map has been approved.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Yes, we also have to approve the minutes from the joint meeting.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the minutes from February 3rd and what was the other date?
January 8th,
2014.
First by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Underhill, Youth and Governance.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye, the minutes have been approved for both of those evenings. Number 16 is citizen comments. Do we have any citizen comments? Citizen comments? Citizen comments are now closed. Number 17 is any other business allowed by law? Andy?
I just wanted to let the committee know that we did receive the petition for Country Thunder, and we did have conversation with the town of Randall, and they will be able to act on it so that this committee can review it and hear it in March.
Great. Thank you, Andy.
We should adjourn.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Underhill, a second by Supervisor Dodge to adjourn. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Never been to Country Thunder.
That was it.